of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
The end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Seems fitting.
Sure seems like it a lot of times. I forgot about that song. I like it. What was that, R.E.M.?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good evening, Northern California. How's it going?
I don't know. Look what the cat just drug in.
I didn't see the cat.
My wife was joining us, but she had to do something, and so she's just walking in now. Just grab.
Well, someone has to work.
Grab the mic and let's go, girl.
Right.
Cool it down.
This is the good evening, Northern California. This
good
is
evening.
Nigel and James. How are you?
I'm good.
Can
how are
we
you
have
doing?
Yvonne with us?
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry. I just got here, so racing in.
So crazy times, huh?
Mm-hmm.
March 1st.
Mm, that's
and,
right.
Did you get caught in Snowmageddon yesterday morning?
You know what? Snow never has bothered me. I just get in the car and go.
I almost died on the way to work.
That was yesterday morning, right? It was
kind of
weird, right?
Lord. Yes, almost died on the way to work.
That was a weird couple hours.
Yeah.
You know.
I've been having
I've
fun.
Never been in a blizzard, but when I imagine a blizzard, I'll tell you what, when I imagine a blizzard, when I was driving to work and felt a lot like what I imagine a blizzard feels like. It was terrifying.
You're a young soul.
I had to decide between slamming on my brakes because there were people going 25 miles per hour in front of me, or, like, ramming into the wall. I chose brakes. But, see, I almost ended up fishtailing into the wall. So it was, yeah.
He doesn't really know
well,
what
we're
blizzard
glad
is,
you're
but,
here.
But that was your first kind of
this
pace.
Was my first blizzard experience.
it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yes,
a solid. Blizzard is, like, you can't see the windshield wiper on your car, and when you stop, the wind still blows you and the car still moves.
Yes, we didn't have the wind, right? We didn't have the wind. But yeah. yesterday morning, between 6 and 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was the real deal.
Yeah.
Without the wind.
Yep.
But there was a lot of snow.
It was beautiful. I love it. I love
it
the
was
snow.
Beautiful.
We saw
it creates all kinds of problems, but I love it.
I did see a few vehicles whose drivers probably, you know, didn't quite know how to navigate.
Mm-hmm. I always feel bad for the plants and trees because they always end up smashed and broken and limbs out. Yeah.
you know, move to Redding, they said. It's going to be hot, they said.
But I did see a lot of families mm-hmm. out either pulling their kids in sleds in our neighborhood or tied on the back of the bumper pulling people.
Yeah, but wasn't it funny, though, because it was gone by, like, 2 o'clock, 3 mm-hmm. o'clock.
But my employees are loving it because it's like that sense of just rest and relaxation. Mm-hmm. They come back all
my
refreshed.
My employees do, too, but they just call and say, I cannot drive in this weather.
Well, good for them because it's coming back again on Saturdays, apparently.
Cool.
Yeah, I heard it was. And then somebody told me today that they're kind of backing off a little bit, that it was like, again, another snowmageddon, but that KRCR was saying that it's, you know, it's not going to be as radical as they keep thinking it was going to
well,
be.
Well, it says here, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, that's a little, haul.
You know, more snow.
That's fine.
I'm sure it'll be 80 degrees tomorrow and it'll snow. So.
It's been kind of wild, yeah. Like, today was beautiful, right? And we'd be like, and yeah, I mean, just the way it changes. Like, the other night when it just snowed here just this last time, I just woke up in the morning and there was snow. And I thought, wow, I didn't eat.
That was quick.
I didn't even expect that.
It wasn't quite as bad as 2019 no. Snowmageddon. That was a good one.
That was.
Yeah.
But we're at least still getting snow, and, you know, we had that long stretch again after all that glorious rain for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of concerned again, like, oh, brother, here we go. That was mm-hmm. the end of winter.
No, but it's the end of the world. It's not the end of winter. So there's a lot going on.
There is.
In the world right now. Well, you yeah. have account. You have the new Enjoy magazine.
Well, new, yeah, just launched. It's being delivered as we speak. This is March 2023, issue 198. So we're inching closer to that 200 mark. And, yeah.
So that would be
this
the
one's
May
called
issue.
Celebrating Women. So this is a celebration of women issue. And we have this really fun, cool cover. It's a real hefty issue, so, you know, the community really...
Special section.
Yeah, reached out and really participated in this Woman Edition. But when we talk about, you know, our radio show here, we're always talking about,
anything.
Northern, well, anything, but, you know, our core is Northern California, California Adventure District, explore Shasta County tourism, Shasta County,
the new chamber.
Chamber of Commerce. So there's a lot involved in it, but, you know, from our side, our perspective of things, Enjoy Magazine, is continuing to try to, do what we've always done, and that is, be a part embedded in the community and uplift and share what's going on. And we're finding, you know, every day we find out something new. And I've already, like, in this first month of the year, have found, you know, 5 or 6 really cool articles that we're going to write about. You know, they'll come out later because, of course, we are jam-packed. We give them to Rhonda. But some stuff that I really didn't even still know existed in this area. I mean, there's still, every day we uncover
still
something.
Still discovering.
Yeah, where you're just like, are you kidding
me? That big mountain up there in Siskiyou?
Not, you're not far off, but not that mountain. Another mountain.
Lassen.
Just as impressive. But the things that are going on at the base of Lassen that are, that have been around for almost 100 years, families that do all kinds of agriculture and farming things that you just go, what? How come nobody talks about this?
That's cool.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, you're talking about it now.
I am, and we're going to. What we brought back again a few months ago, we're really proud of because it was something that was a real mainstay in our magazine, both online and in the publication, is our calendar of events. And, of course, you know, COVID killed everything, and we had 2 years, I think, we had no calendar. And we've brought that back, and it was, you know, the first calendar was 1 page, and then the next calendar was 1.25 pages, and then 1.5 pages. And this year, I mean, already we're at 3 full pages of calendar of events. So there is plenty to do in the North State. And what I love about our calendar is that it reaches out again, and I talk about this every issue, but I just want people to realize, you know, from Anderson, Bernie, Cottonwood, Paradise. I mean, it just goes on and on.
The North State.
It's the North State, yeah. So if you have an event.
So who's scraping all that for you?
Marjan does actually most of it, yeah. But you know where a lot of it comes from? A lot of it is that people actually come to our website and they list their event on our digital platform, and then we just really kind of harvest that information and translate it into the printed calendar. So a little bit of both.
So maybe now would be a good time to add Taste of Humboldt to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we have a date. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to do a week ending on August 5th. So I'll give you the details on that.
I was going to say ending.
I'm excited.
So I have to count, what, 5 days?
Yep.
From the
yes,
backwards?
You know.
As long as Dick Taylor Chocolate's going to be there.
Well, I'm sure they
I'll
will.
Be there.
Yeah. Good. All right. So what are some of the highlights in the calendar then? Because you have good news. All I have is bad news.
Let's see here. Let's see.
Computers. I'll give you one. I'll give you one.
You're going to give us a good one or a bad one?
Yeah, a good one. You got the Reading Home Show coming up, right?
We do. Uh-huh. Yep.
Is that one of yours?
It is in here, yes. Or is it part of? So, no, the Reading Home Show is now, it used to be a gentleman that we used to work with closely, and we still would probably, but I think the Civic Auditorium has purchased that.
Yeah, at the Civic, that's March 11th through mm-hmm. the 12th, mm-hmm. 2 days. And you still like your old rock and roll, I don't know, but Tesla, the band, not the car.
I was going to say, oh, yeah, Tesla's... I think it was today's was Tesla's earning day or something today.
Well, the band Tesla is coming to the Civic March 15th.
Oh, cool!
That should be interesting. George Thorogood, the Destroyers, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be here in March. It's going to be a busy month in March. March 21st.
It is. Don't forget that this Friday. So that's today's Wednesday. So Thursday, Friday is First Fridays in downtown Reading.
Yep.
So a lot of the businesses will be open. They'll have live music and you know, goodies and things. We will be obviously doing and participating in that at Enjoy the Store. We will have music playing. We will have Miss Brandy Green and Elizabeth probably down there at the
winery.
Bernsini Winery Bar with Inside Enjoy.
That's
serving
great.
Up
all
wine.
I care about is the ice cream scoop working.
Yep.
And
it is.
The coffee roaster. You have a new.
You need some espresso and do some affogatos.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So enjoy it.
You heard it here first.
I don't even know what you're
talking about.
I'll tell you later.
This is a big deal for you guys, anyway.
Yeah.
You have a new kind of fancy
Yeah.
So fancy.
Coffee roaster. Yep. So enjoy the store.
Yep.
We'll now serve.
We will first be starting to serve beans by the bag, you know, 1 pound, 1/2 pound, and by bulk. And then we will move into actually getting our espresso machines and stuff like that to serve coffee. We'll probably just start with, like, pour over, but we're in the testing phase of all, you know, where our beans are coming from and how we're roasting them. And the name of our company that we launched, even though we should probably have stuck with Enjoy, but bottom line was I wanted something different. And so we are called Daystar Roasting.
Daystar Roasting.
Yes.
I would have picked, like, Enjoy the Roast.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Daystar is not bad.
Enjoy the Roast could be an event.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there you go.
Which is,
well, congratulations on in the Enjoy store adding yet one more thing to your repertoire.
You get ice cream because you and the girls come and get ice cream once in a while.
So, and we have a new flavor, peppermint, with
and chocolate.
Chunks of peppermint and chocolate butter.
Chocolate peanut butter, yeah. So we have 8 flavors that we serve, and then they rotate.
Okay, so that's enough good news. Let's take our first two.
Wait, I want to add. Okay. Reading Fashion Alliance is having an event on First Friday, Nancy White, Couture Designs. She's one of our designers who has only been with us for about a year, and she does the most impeccable couture work. You have to come see it. It's beautiful. We're going to be serving champagne and cupcakes.
Will anything
It'll be fun.
Fit my left leg?
But you can buy something for your kids or your whoever.
You could fit into it if you were a bird.
You can admire her work. Mm-hmm. And you can make a donation to Reading Fashion Alliance.
It is actually beautiful, yes. But yes.
It's very beautiful. She's an interior decorator.
By trade.
Uh-huh. But she picked up fashion design, and she's loving it.
It's in her blood.
It is. Her family comes from couturiers in France.
Dress, bonjour.
Royalty, all of it. Pretty incredible. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, first 2-minute break, and we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't.
Jolly good. Welcome back. That's a happy, happy Joy song.
I know. Look at everybody in the control booth and out here. It's hip. and hop.
So
hippity hop hop.
Yep, man, you don't stop.
So COVID brought us all kinds of interesting things.
Hey, what a turn for the whole, like, all of a sudden, I mean, obviously it's
all
been
of a
out
sudden
there.
The conspiracy theorists were right.
Yeah, like even the FBI is now saying that, like, and ooh, is China pissed again?
I know,
it's
right?
Like, why, you know, just let's get through it and over it. Like, I don't know what it is that, you know, if you say, okay, yes, it leaked, then what?
Yeah,
what does it change?
Yeah, but then you need to, you know.
Because the Chinese they're never going to give any kind of financial retribution to the world. So why?
Because you need to, you know. So, okay, so they finally admitted, or they finally came out and said, COVID leaked from the Chinese lab, right? And not from a bat. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, which is fine. But then there's a reason why China's upset. All right. Because, I think when you follow the breadcrumbs at some point, you realize.
Because America made them do it.
There you go. I think when you really get down to the tip of the spear, there's going to be some other stuff coming out, I think.
I mean, all kinds of stuff like that is popping up. Like, yeah, I also just watched I don't know what you would call it, like a news brief or whatever.
Hey, so here, this just happened an hour ago. The United States Senate just unanimously passed a bill to declassify all U.S. intelligence on the origins of COVID-19. So what that means is...
there you go.
What that means
I didn't
is,
even know you had that.
Well, what that means is they'll release half of it.
Uh-huh.
Not all of it, but that means that they're immediately in damage control. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so they're going to declassify all that. Yeah. I wasn't going to talk about this, but relating to that, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
If you are
a Montonian.
Well, if you aren't fortunate enough to take the jab in Montana, so politicians in the state
if
of Montana
you are fortunate or unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
You took it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you took the jab thing, Montana bill seeks to ban those who have received a COVID vaccine from donating blood.
Wow.
Tainted blood. Yep.
That's a big step.
I was wondering how that was going to all play out at some point.
80% of the blood supply contaminated with spike proteins from the mRNA jabs, blood banks accidentally admit. Politicians in the state of Montana are pushing a new bill that would make it a crime for those who have been vaccinated, in quotation marks, to donate blood.
Wow, here we go. A whole another layer to the onion.
So that's not me saying, I'm just...
No,
I'm
I
just,
know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, and I've thought about that in my head. I'm like, what happens with the blood supply? People are donating blood that have been vaccinated. There's another group of people that I watch a lot. There's several of them, and they're finding out now, too, that the spike protein stays within the body. They're finding it when they take your blood to go in for surgery or those kinds of things, that it's still there, and they're finding
it. Well, let's take it one step further.
In the heart and the brain.
Let's take it one step further. So apparently there's a new bill in Idaho that's going to go forth that will actually charge those. So we're going like a complete 180 from you must take the jab to a new bill in Idaho will charge those who administer the mRNA vaccines with a misdemeanor.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, and I'm not making this up. I mean, it's right here, right? House bill in Idaho, House Bill 154.
It's all so crazy. I can't, my head, I mean, you can't even keep up.
And there are, and in England, they took all the boosters off of the roster of jabs. No more.
Mm.
But in Australia, they're up to number 5.
Mm. That surprises me.
It's always kind of weird how some societies or, you know, groups, just it's different. I don't, you know, I don't.
Well, Australia,
Australians
their food is so healthy. I mean, they are known for not doing a lot of preservatives and things in their food. And then, but they're so elevated in the other area that's not.
Well, you know, that's where the authorized conspiracy theorists come in. But in Australia, I mean, Australia is a weird thing, right?
Mm.
So, but anyway, I think this is just the beginning of the fallout.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be forever.
I think it's going to be an interesting year. So don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you what's going on. But, you know, personally, at the end of 2019, the beginning of 2020, when all of that started to pop up, I was convinced that we wouldn't fall for it. Mm. Like, I'm like, nah, we're not going to fall for that. Mm. And then when the lockdowns happened here.
Where's Pfizer? Is that a European company, American company? Both international, just multinational.
Well, their headquarters in New York.
New York, but, yeah. But they could be multinational. Yeah.
One thing in I think they're in trouble in Thailand because I think one of their royal families.
Yeah.
Did she pass away?
I don't know if she did or not. I haven't read, but the last time I saw, she was still in a coma.
Yeah. So we'll have to check into that because that was not a smart move on their part because I think they're going to remove all the safeguards from their contract. They're going to
They did. They nulled the whole thing.
So
that they could make moves against Pfizer as a corporation.
So anyway, stuff's coming out. But one of the weird things that happened during COVID here, right? A lot of sports had to go underground or had to do their thing. And I don't know if judging by the number of views on YouTube, I think a lot of people watching in amazement, and I don't know if our esteemed sound engineers watch this, but you've seen it.
Oh,
Power Slap.
Yes. I watch it a lot.
Fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like so
it's like the WW whatever that wrestling thing is, but it's like two people standing at a station and just literally slap the you know what out of each other.
But what's crazy when you see it.
Some of these men, if you're boxing, like they tear your head off.
If you're boxing, right, this is all self defense and you fight back. Same thing with the martial arts and the cage fighting. You fight back. But if you haven't seen it yet, Power Slap or Slap Fighting, I think there's a few companies now, but where literally two guys stand opposite each other at a podium. Mm-hmm. And you let the other guy
slap you
as hard as hard.
Were they slapped in the face?
Yeah, across the face.
Oh no!
And like, when you watch it in slow motion, it looks like your
that's awful.
It looks like your body is
instant
just
brain damage. A lot of them just pass out right away.
They smack you so hard that they lose consciousness and they fall to the ground because they've been hit so hard in the head. My thing is if you miss and you hit somebody's ear, you've just completely blown the ear. I mean, I would think you would be deaf.
Or knock your teeth out. I mean,
there's a lot that could go wrong.
But anyway, it's one of those, how do you call it when it's like a morbid fascination? When you see these guys.
And you can't look away?
You can't look away. It's like, seriously, dude, you're just going to stand there and let a 300-pound bodybuilder just slap you
upside. Like watching Pimple Popper.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that one.
Oh, yeah, it's one, yeah. Dr. Pimple Popper. Oof. Yeah, I know.
But, the whole Power Slap thing. If you haven't seen it, if you're listening and you want some...
Just go to YouTube and hit it. Power Slapping. What do you call it?
Where did it start?
Is that the one where they put the the flower on their hands?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen them put...
Crazy. Well, you see it when they hit you. There's that big poof of smoke. Poof. It's like, yeah. I don't know that it's flour, but...
Oh, I've seen it.
I don't know what
crazy.
If it's flour or chalk or what. Maybe they... I think
probably
they,
chalk.
I think they put that on your
hot
hands
pepper.
So that it will allow it to slip against the skin. Because if it made contact at that hard and you pulled... So, like, you watched that video that you sent me, right? Obviously, you saw that one guy smack that other guy. And it literally tore his... Its skin from in front of his ear, it just split the skin open, and he was, like, completely bleeding.
And he was smiling. That's the weird thing. He was totally
Where did this start? Where did it begin?
I think it's an L.A. thing.
Oh, my gosh.
It sounds very European to me.
It does to me, too.
Google it.
But now they have, like, you know, championships. Right now,
it's a big actual thing. The sport.
So, if you're looking for some new mindless entertainment to feed your morbid curiosity,
and it's amazing to watch it in slow motion and watch the head and the cheek and the flesh and you know every hair. It's just when they get hit, but you can see their eyes just roll up into their head in slow motion, and they drop. They just go to the ground.
This is going to make so much sense.
Okay.
Russia and Eastern Europe.
Oh.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right.
And actually, that's funny. I knew that. I just completely forgot.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because I looked this up once before when I first discovered it. Yes, very Russian.
Mm-hmm.
But they probably
it could be a Siberian
could
thing.
Feel a lot less if they're all vodka'd up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Our next break. And
is that? Wow, that was fast. Because I was all in my head. I could see all the slapping.
I could hear it.
Yeah.
You guys. So when we come back, I think we need a refund on a few things. Because, we were promised certain things, but they haven't happened yet. So I think we need to file a claim.
Okay.
So we'll take our break and we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
We are bringing you an eyewitness account of what's happening on the Wilmoth Farm, Grover's Mill, New Jersey. We now return you to Carl Phillips at Grover's Mill.
Ladies and gentlemen, my aunt. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back of a stone wall that adjoins Mr. Wilmoth's garden. From here, I get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk and as long as I can see. More state police have arrived. They're drawing up a cordon in front of the pit. About 30 of them. No need to push the crowd back now. They're willing to keep their distance. The captain's conferring with someone. Can't quite see who.
Do you remember this?
I believe it's Professor Pearson.
I do.
Now they've parted, and the professor moves around one side.
War of the Worlds.
Studying the object while the captain and
this was the radio broadcast in 1939. Right.
This was the first, what would you call it? Probably one of the first
prank.
Episodes or first used for fake news.
That's right.
I couldn't think of the words.
But I believe it was War of the Worlds. It was, I believe it was 1939, radio broadcast. And back then, all we had was radios.
The family would sit around the radio after dinner and listen to shows.
And it was fake news about an alien invasion. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like you just did.
But most people thought it was real.
Most people thought it was real. And so there were a number of people who committed suicide.
Oh,
really?
They died and
oh my gosh,
freaking out because
horrible.
They thought it was the end of the world.
I just thought people got all worked up. I didn't know anybody was.
Well, everybody got worked up, but, people freaked out about it.
Jeez.
And it's worth listening to. But... we were promised
Why would you want to kill yourself? Why wouldn't you just wait till the aliens killed you? You might have a chance. I don't know.
Well,
run.
But we were promised aliens, for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, nothing's really... I think we're at the end of the script, because I have a feeling even if aliens did show up right now...
I just heard today that they're still in transit towards us. They've let us know they're arriving or they're coming, but they're not here yet.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we'd have the patience to deal with them right now. I think we're done. Mm-hmm. We're done. What else you got? So no aliens. here, well, we semi-jokingly about the end of the world.
I can give them a cup of coffee when they land.
Yes, you can. And
ice cream.
And apparently an avocado. Or what do you call it again?
Affogato.
Yeah. See, James and I were mistaken. We thought it was avocado and coffee or whatever. And that doesn't sound good.
No.
Not together, but if you in the morning have a cup of coffee and then you have your avocado toast, then you're okay.
Yep. Mm. let's talk about Ukraine. How's that going for you?
I don't even really know what's going on anymore. Everything that I see, if somebody says it's black, the next person I see says it's white. I have no idea what's true and what's not. I don't even know if they're actually fighting.
No, they are absolutely fighting. But I think the thing is, if you're watching the mainstream media, that you're getting, you need to turn that off.
I've been more sucked into what's going on in Turkey with the earthquake.
That was crazy, huh?
And just how sad it is. Yeah, broke my
earthquakes,
heart.
Plural.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, all that destruction, those cities just flattened. I just, you can't wrap your head around it.
And it's funny how there's no epicenter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
So all the earthquakes, like there was that major one, mm-hmm. and are the rest...
Aftershocks.
I mean, that's how I've always known how earthquakes work.
Well,
I know if they're over five, it's considered another earthquake, but it's still part of the quake.
Well, I think once you have a quake that size that unleashes, then
it's rattling
that,
the other
still movements. Yeah, there's just it's
have you
released.
Seen that? Have you seen those random buildings just collapse out of nowhere?
Yeah,
like all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, they're walking.
Reminds me of Building 7. You remember Building 7? Mm-hmm. How did two planes take out three buildings?
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember they announced the collapse of Building 7 before Building 7 collapsed? World Trade Center 7.
Yes.
Was that weird? Remember that?
Very weird.
I don't remember that, but I, yeah.
On BBC?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that BBC? They announced the collapse of Building 7, and in the background was Building 7. It's like they were a little early on that.
Little prediction.
Right?
Somebody was being, what's the word? Not empathic. I was thinking prophetic.
Yeah, prophetic. Yeah. So, yeah, the whole Turkey thing is a little bizarre.
And some of the things that I've seen, there's an area that are just beautiful. They show before and after. It's beautiful, just kind of rolling hills of the olive groves.
Oh, gosh.
And then there's that one area where it's literally lit, the earth. It literally looks like the Grand Canyon just opened up. Yeah. It's so big and devastating that it looks like it's been there for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Like you would not have ever imagined
that
happened. Mm-hmm. But it was just like the earth split open.
Yeah. It's bizarre. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre. But in Ukraine, they're still fighting, right? They're still fighting.
And everybody seems, from what I'm reading, is getting involved, right? So you've got the Iranians providing drones to Russia. You've got Israel providing weapons to, the Ukraine. I mean, it's like every time you turn around now, China's saying that they're going to give weapons to Russia. And then India is actually giving weapons to Russia. And I'm like, what the heck?
Well, one of the major fronts is for a city named Bakhmut,
mm-hmm.
which I think it's almost done. But the life expectancy for Ukrainian soldiers on the front lines of Bakhmut is 4 hours.
Hmm.
So that's their life expectancy. Like if
that's
if
less than a fly.
Right. So if you are actually
and I don't mean to laugh, that's sickening.
That's awful.
But yeah, I mean, you laugh because it's almost nervous energy because you just can't wrap your head around that.
No, but if you get picked up and you go to the front lines of this fight, your life expectancy is 4 hours.
Yeah,
great. And their actor president.
I don't even know how they have any people left.
I know.
That rate,
it's really sad. How many people are just being slaughtered?
Yeah,
just for the heck of it.
On both sides.
And the Zelensky guy, mm-hmm. he said that Americans will be sending their sons and daughters to the war, and they will be dying.
Hmm.
He said that in a press conference yesterday. What a nice guy.
I heard that, and he also was asking, or he was also shaming people for not giving money or something.
Americans. Yeah, how much are we up to now?
I have no idea.
You know. So, you know, we semi-jokingly said, you know, it's the end of the world, but isn't it bizarre that we can send that much money into that region, but yet you look at our cities and, you know, a fraction of that would solve a lot of issues, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Well, if you're into that whole conspiracy thing, isn't that just that amount of money's going in and probably less than half of it's being used for the war and the rest of it somehow is being funneled into...
You mean coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming back here, there, wherever it's going for this world economic control mechanism, whatever.
I know, right? It's bizarre. Should we get into more happy news?
Sure.
Yeah.
Somehow I think that was sarcasm.
No. Well, I have another story. No, that one's not happy either. That one's not happy either. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one for you. In Canada, they're like, they've gone off the deep end, right?
They really have.
So a report by the Special Joint Committee on Medical Assistance in Dying.
Oh, yeah. The whole dying thing up there is unbelievable.
Medical assistance in dying.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it was tabled for now, but the Special Joint Committee of Medical Assistance in Dying has recommended the expansion of euthanasia in Canada to include mature minors without parental consent.
So you can show. So imagine you just send
your high. Yeah, you send your high school student off to your teenager off to high school.
They don't come back.
And they don't come back. And I was like, yeah, well, they committed.
They had us killed.
This is very joyful. This is a topic.
Well,
come on, dig a little deeper.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, this is part of.
No, I've been watching this whole thing going through legislation up there, yeah.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is part of what some of us would say is waking up, like
I see.
Like, you know, I mean, I don't know how you are, but I've been following this for so long now that I just kind of get numb to it. It's like I'm not surprised anymore.
Right.
Right? But the fact that's even an option that you would, you know, I kind of imagine a school counselor talking to
what they're doing is this is just me. They're laying the foundation for people to exit very easily after they realize that they've screwed up their lives by, you know, having to take all this medication and hormones and stuff. I mean, I was watching a YouTube channel where she was a transitioner and she transitioned and she's like now, I don't know how old, but she's like, I took puberty blockers when I was a teenager, and now I'm in my 30s or whatever it was, or 40s, I don't know what she is, and she's like, you know, and I thought this was the way to go, and she's like, but basically I'm owned by the pharmaceutical company, and she holds up this basket that's just filled with medication that she takes every single day, because she chemically, which way the transition went, but chemically castrated themselves as a child.
Oh.
And so they have to take hormones forever to keep things balanced and all these things. And she's like, I'm, you know, it was cool for 20 years, but like now I'm in my 30s or 40s or whatever. I don't want to live the rest of my life having to do this, but I have no choice. But I almost feel like it's like, okay, so now you've discovered that you don't like what's happened. And so now what? So
it's
now,
irreversible.
But now what is it? You are legally able to go have yourself put down like an animal, right? But then you're not going to be able to use those numbers to say suicide to show because, right, you're like now an adult, you've made a choice and this is a path, whatever. So it's an easy out for all these things and people that are having all these problems. And it's not longer anymore suicide, like they're not keeping track of the suicide numbers because somebody went out and killed themselves because they didn't. They came to this facility where it's just humane
they
and legal.
Yep.
And yeah. And like all of a sudden now that's no longer a number. And then so, we say, oh, look, our suicide rates are way down.
I know this is not happy news, but it's all, but you know, we're don't be surprised when that starts to come, make its way here. Right.
So
next one, this is not as depressing, but, in Cleveland, they have decided that I believe Cleveland's going to be the first pilot city to adopt the 15-minute city concept.
Oh, yeah.
You seen that?
I have not.
15-minute cities. You know what that
is? I know what those are, yeah.
Yeah. So coming soon.
Your whole life you'll spend...
Within 15 minutes.
Within 15 minutes of where you were born.
So they've woken up to that in Europe, and they're mm-hmm. like, what? And there's nothing not much they can... Well, they're trying to combat that, right? Mm-hmm. Oxfordshire and Colchester and a bunch of other cities in England where all of a sudden they're just implementing the whole 15-minute mm-hmm. city thing. I'm not quite sure how well that's going to work out in the United States.
Well, because nothing's... if you live in the city, there's nothing with... I mean, there's very few... I guess you could live in 15 minutes. There might be, but...
Well, they're going to make it... They're going to discourage
you. Sometimes in a car, you have to go hours, but I guess maybe that's still in with the 15-minute distance if you actually could make your car move forward without traffic.
So I'll tell you what, let's take...
The whole thing is they want to take away your cars.
I want to take away cars, and everything has to be within 15 minutes of where you live. So let's take our last break. You can do a happy song, and we'll be right back.
Estate Minute brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher priced homes sell differently than medium priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
There we go. I know. It's been a lot of bad news. But
I know. That's what I made like. Billy Joel.
I know. It's been a lot of bad news. But we're going to have to wake up to some of this stuff. Because we don't.
There it is.
Because it's going to be here pretty soon. So to recap the whole 15-minute city thing, because, you know, 6 months ago when I brought it up, people were like, that's not going to happen. Well, here it is. So the 15-minute city concept states, and this is obviously a World Economic Forum thing, but cities are actually starting to implement it, right?
What I'd like to know is what are their numbers? How many people is a 15-minute city supposed to
house?
And provide for. Like,
well, they want to do that. So here,
is there a 15-minute city every 15 minutes?
I think so. In Canada, I think it's either Edmonton or Toronto. I think it's Edmonton that want to do it,
mm-hmm.
start doing it. But the concept is, and so in the United States, the Cleveland. But the concept is that everything you need to live your life will be within 15-minute walk or bike ride of where you live. And you will need a permit to go beyond the 15-minute limit.
Interesting.
And if you don't have a permit, so like in the UK, they scan your driver's license, your license plate. And so if you go beyond the 15-minute radius of
you get fined.
You get fined.
What if you walk? Are they going to be able to...
They're gonna put a chip in you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just like a dog.
Yeah. Well, but you know, this is a real thing that they want to try. I don't think
because I would have to walk out of my 15-minute city if it didn't have what I wanted, and go to the next 15-minute city to get it.
Right.
Well, you'd be very fit.
No, but the thing is that I say that because that's part of it as well. The other part of it is they've been talking about how you will go without and like it.
You will own nothing and be happy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And you will eat dirt and bugs and enjoy it.
Yeah. Unless, of course, you just say no and you say, no, I'm not going to play along with that. Mm-hmm. Right. But, of course, it made me think about Reading and if they could even implement something like that here.
We are almost a 15-minute city. Yeah, you can almost get anywhere in 15 minutes.
So they'll probably put a ring around Reading and say, you know, because you can get from one side to the other in 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, you can, typically.
But then if you wanted to go to Lassen, you'd need a permit.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, right? I mean, you saw...
If you wanted to drive...
If you go right now to the... like what you I saw, you showed me, or I went in... what is it? United Nations website, I think. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And you go to them, and you go to their website right now. In 2014, they put a there is a picture of a map of what the UN wants to do with the U.S. as far as our territory and our land.
Yep.
And it breaks it down into, like, literally only five categories of no humans are allowed anywhere, humans are only allowed by permit and special need, and then I guess it was, like, what is it, military and native land, and then... where people can live, right? And where people can live is like 3% of the whole entire country.
Well, they want you in the cities. Yeah. They want you in the big cities.
And it's not like it's hidden. It's there it is. Yeah. I mean,
what is that purpose? Is it a power trip or is it?
Well, I think it's population control and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, because this organization is saying...
There's only so much we can say on the radio, you know.
Okay.
But it's a thing, and you know, people didn't think it was going to happen, but here we are, right? So people in Europe are all of a sudden waking up, and they go, and here it is. And they were told that it'll never happen, and here it is. you know,
I'm trying to figure how you do a 15-minute city in China or in India, my lord, with all that those people.
Yeah,
What are there, 50 million people to every 15 minutes? I mean,
But this is the year. I believe that 2023, like, we need to get through 2023, but I think this is the year where all hell breaks loose, and it's going to be up to us to say no, you know, not for me, right? So one of the things we want to do with our whole Shasta County thing is to encourage people to get out and about and go explore for hours.
20 minutes away.
Yeah.
30
yeah.
minutes.
Live dangerously. Yeah. Yeah. You know, 45 minutes. Go for 2-3 hours, right?
Right.
And explore. But we need to start encouraging that, I really believe. Because mm-hmm. if we're not vigilant... I think in our area here, Northern California, we're kind of.
I just think people need to start thinking about the fact, and nothing about politics whatsoever. But you need to start thinking that the impossible is possible.
Absolutely.
Right, because we are seeing impossible thoughts happening all the time. And it's not conspiracy. It's not. It doesn't matter if you're left, right, upside down, blue, red, black, yellow, white. It just things are happening around us that
very quickly.
And moving at an incredible pace that you have to go, yikes! Like, I would have never thought that was possible, and yet here it is.
Yeah. So I think it's a good time to. You know, what does the Bible say? My people perish for a lack of knowledge or lack of understanding. So now is the time to, I think, brush up on your understanding.
And what's scary, too, is that it's like, what is it, art? What's the saying that life
imitates art?
I mean, you literally, if you go back and even watch movies from the 60s, 70s, 80s, or whatever, and just look at them, I mean, all those things that were like impossible, you used to watch them in just awe because you were like, oh gosh, that technology is
the Jetsons
amazing and never that will never happen.
And here it is.
And yet, wow, that's like almost to a T. You watch like Blade Runner and all these things, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is totally happening.
Yeah, yeah, here it is. So, but I think in our neck of the woods, our Northern California part, I think a lot of people are waking up. I'm meeting more and more people every day who are waking up.
I'm really interested to see what happens here. I mean, there's seriously a push for like three quarters of almost the entire state of Oregon seceding and becoming part of New Idaho.
Right.
I mean, I was like, look at the map, and I'm like, holy smokes. And then that would make Idaho like the third or fourth largest state in the union.
Yeah. So I think they wanted to include a couple of Northern California counties in that,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think that's going to fly.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because the things that I've said is like, you know, our Idaho is like all for it. And even some of Oregon legislature has said, yeah, maybe we could just let this happen.
Go ahead and take them.
Yeah. And then I thought, well, then we have this whole thing about the state of Jefferson. Like, I guess you might want to be your own state like that they've been talking about.
Well, not if the Idaho thing happens. And just think of it. Idaho would now have a beach. Right? Because it goes to the ocean, right?
Yeah, I didn't look at the map,
but I think it goes to the beach. So anyway, the world is changing very, mm-hmm. very quickly. And, you know, I follow quite a few people in Australia and England and Holland and Germany, and they all say the same thing. They're all kind of waiting to see what the Americans are going to do. And when they say Americans, they don't mean the American politicians, and they don't mean the American military. They mean the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of waiting to see, like, when are the American people going to wake up?
What are we going to do?
And well, I do believe the pen is mightier than the sword, but the sword is there to protect the pen, right?
Mm-hmm. And if you're lucky with the state-of-the-art technology, your pen can have be a sword as well. It can just transform.
Anyway, me personally, I know it was all bad news, but I think this is one of the greatest times to be alive. You know, the world as we know it.
If it survives, they're going to look at this time in history and go, what a mess.
What'd you guys do? What'd you guys do? Right? So, but I think in the long run, we'll be okay, but we need to get through this. But this is the season to get through. And, you know. So there you go. So
mercy.
So let's end on a happy note. Any new restaurants for you guys? Any new food?
Oh,
food. Let's talk about food, because when I'm done, I'm going across the La Cabana. And
that's one of my favorite nights always is Wednesday, because when we leave here, we usually just walk out and then head.
So if you're new in town,
head outdoors and find somewhere to eat.
If you're new in town. Right, some of the better, some of our favorite places. I mean, there's lots and lots of really mm-hmm. good places, but some of our favorite places, La Cabana for Mexican food,
amazing. Mm-hmm. I actually, we've several times, and I quite enjoy going over here to Kobe and going mm-hmm. on the restaurant side, the sit down, not the hibachi or whatever you call it, and getting the Thai, the steak Thai, pad Thai.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good.
So you guys been to Priya?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah,
love Priya.
They're great.
I had plans to go on Friday because it's their buffet, and then I got invited to an event. But next Friday, buffet at Priya.
And, you know, we've just recently discovered, I feel really bad, but Thursday night's half-off pizza at Maxwell's. You just cannot
Incredible.
Beat it.
And their pizza is really good.
Yeah. And we go in there and order like three or four of them, which would normally cost like $160, and we get it all for $64. And I'm like, every time I buy it from them, I'm like, this is magic. Don't ever stop this.
So if you're, driving around right now aimlessly looking for a place to go eat, La Cabana for Mexican.
Yeah.
Kobe for?
You can do any Asian food in general.
Sushi,
Thai.
Bento box.
But yeah, Ooh, bento box, yeah.
I would say
Maxwell's for pizza on Thursday, but anytime they have great food, their stuff's always good.
So you can go to Maxwell's now and just pay full price for the pizza.
Yeah. Or you could just get something else and then go back the next day and get the half price pizza.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our food tips for the day.
15-minute walking.
Oh, 15-minute walking.
From where we're at, that's like all minutes. Like, yeah, 2 or 3 minutes.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
See you next week.
All right. Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.